Start your day the two away up at Frying Brockfield.
We discussed last week the topic of Tase Veloy Mina Usui. We quoted the Gemara, Pu'umim She'udam Bo Mina Sude Bu Erev. Sometimes a person comes from his field in the evenings. V'chavilusoy Al Ksheifo, he has a bundle of wheat or straw on his shoulders. It became wet from the rain. U'male U'menicho Al Gabi Sukuse K'dei Liyapsho. He puts it on his sukkah in order for it to dry. And by doing so, the schach is invalid because it has to be put l'shem sukkah or at least l'shem tzel. V'nim l'acholeos, he changed his mind, l'sikuch. And he said, I want to use this schach l'sikuch. The schach is invalid. Why? V'atoyre omre ta'ase v'loy min usui. You have to physically build a sukkah. You have to create a sukkah and not sit in a sukkah where the schach was somehow created by itself. We gave different examples last week about a person who has a door frame without a door, and he puts a mezuzah on this door. Later he takes a door and connects it to this door frame. According to the Rambam, when he put the mezuzah the first time, it was invalid. Later when he added the door, it became a mukim chiev, and therefore again, it's a problem of tasev lo yimina uso. He has to take off the mezuzah, connect, attach the door, and put the mezuzah back on. We gave another example of our sukkah roof, where we put the schach when the sukkah roof is closed. By doing so, the schach is invalid. When we open the roof later, again, it would be a problem of tase veloy min usui, and we discussed it at length last week. Then we learned one stage further. When a person has a validated mezuzah or sukkah, but then it became afterwards invalid on the later stage. And then again it became valid again. Kushe, pusel, and kushe. And we asked, is this also subject to tasev lo yimina usui? The example of the door was, you put a mezuzah to your door, you take the door off and put the door back on. You put your schach underneath the sukkah roof, the sukkah roof is open, then you close your sukkah roof and open it up again. And you brought one more case, a case of a tzitzis, where you have a baguette of tzitzis. You attach the strings, the tzitzis, to your talis. Everything is fine. Afterwards, you invalidate the tzitzis and you fix them again. Do you have to take the tzitzis off and put them back on again?
If you take off the door for decoration or having statement or what, but you don't take off the mezuzah, when you put the door back, you have to take the mezuzah off and put it down again?
Right. So that would be the question here. Because while you take the door off, There's no chiyuv of mezuzah. And perhaps by putting it back on again, you create again a chiyuv, and therefore... Right, so we discussed last week, you're right, it's a big machlokes in the shoinim, do you have to put a mezuzah on a door frame without a door? And because the Rambam holds you don't have to put a mezuzah on such a door frame, therefore we put a mezuzah without a bruche, but if you add the door afterwards, it might be subject to tasev lo yimina usui. And there we asked your question, what's if you had the mezuzah attached to a door, you take off the door, and you put the door back on again. Would you be required to take off the mezuzah or not? So we had three cases we discussed last week, the case of our sukkah roof, the case of the mezuzah, and the third case of the tzitzis. And we said in the case of tzitzis, it's definitely problematic, because there you destroy, invalidate the whole baguette, the whole tzitzis, and therefore you start from a scratch, from new. And by fixing these tzitzis, it would be a problem of tasev min usui. Do you need the door or not?
The Rambam holds you need the door.
Yeah. Sheikh Nur brings the Rambam, and therefore we are machmeh like the Rambam, and we put the mezuzah
without. The opening without the door with the mezuzah says without a problem.
Yeah. So we said the first case of tzitzis is definitely a problem of tasev min usui. We discussed the case of the schach is definitely no problem because you don't touch the schach, you don't touch the walls, you just add, open and close the schach, and therefore it wouldn't, if you put it the first time in a correct way, it wouldn't be a problem of tasev lo usui. And the case of mezuzah was somehow between both, and we both machloikes, would you have to take off the mezuzah and put them back on again or not? That's what we discussed last week in a nutshell. I would like to explore some more interesting cases of Tase v'lo mino usui today. Some people use for the sukkah walls which are like most of our sukkahs, which are part of the house. But other people have walls which, for example, a door. As long as the door is open, you are missing three walls. By closing the door, you have the third wall. You're left with a door frame. Right. In Eretz Yisrael, more common, they use shutters, trisim. And there again, if a person uses these trisim for his third wall or for all three walls, or just building a sukkah without walls, is the order important? Would this be a problem to build first the schach and then the walls? Having the doors open and put the schach and only afterwards closing the doors? Or does the order not make a difference? Right, it might be right, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, I'm not talking about Hilchah Shabbos, if you can add a wall on Shabbos or not. My question is, if a person built a sikkah while the doors were open, he didn't have three walls, he put the schach and only afterwards he created his walls, or some people just bring another wall because the room is not built in such a way where you have three walls, they add another wall to your sukkah. Can you do that after you place the schach, or does it need to be done before you place the schach? Also, a very, very common question when you use the sukkahs which you use in Eretz Yisrael, a frame, and you put the schach on top of the frame, and you have afterwards to close the walls as well. Does the order make a difference or not? The Gemara in Daf Tezvuv discusses the case of hachoitet begudish lasis leisukke eine sukke. A person has a pile of haystack, and he makes an opening inside, and by doing so, he creates a sukkah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah, it's pusul because here as well, you didn't build a sukkah. You somehow, by making a hole, created a sukkah which was done by itself. It would be a problem of tase v'lo mino usui. Says the Gemara, Umar Ravune loishonu elu she'ein shom chalal tefach. That's only if you don't have an opening of a tefach. So if it was built the first time with the opening of a tefach. So you have three walls and an opening of a tefach, and then you use schach, then it would be fine to enlarge in the sukkah and use it for sukkahs. Sorry? Has to be put on the shem schach. Avol yeshom chalal tefach b'meshech shivu. Sorry. Omar avune loishonu elo she'ein shom chalal tefach b'meshech shivu. Aval yeshom chalal tefach b'meshech shivu harei ze suk. So the Agus Maimonides learns from our Gemara that if the first case where you put the hay without the tefach and afterwards only create these walls, the sukkah would be pusul. Why? You put it l'shem sukkah. That's how he learns the Gemara. And still it would be pusul. You know why? Because there were no walls. And a roof without walls, a schach, a oil, a tent without walls, is not called a tent. And why you put on the schach, it has to be called schach. It wasn't schach. Schach, a roof, has to have walls around it. You see, walls of one tefach is sufficient for this halucha, but without walls, it's not considered a roof. And the Rambam quotes this, Agus Maimonides and Paskins, that if you build first the roof, and only afterwards you add the walls, the sukkah would be pusul, because tase v'lo mino usui. Why did you put the schach? It wasn't called the schach. Because a roof without walls is not considered a roof. Afterwards, by adding these walls, suddenly you create a roof without actively putting a roof on. This would be also subject to tase v'lo mino usui. And it's a big machloikis if we agree to this opinion or not. The Bach has many questions. Ada Choyim also asks questions on this opinion. But the Mor brings his opinion, and I'll read you the Mishneh Berurah.
Ve'ein la'asoyis haschach koydem shi'asa atfanois, says the Mor. Vim usu tefach, but if you have walls of one tefach, sumuch l'schach, which is connected to the schach, like a frame around the schach, and walls of one tefach, this would be sufficient. And says the Mishneh Berurah, ובדיעבד, אם עושו קודם הבח מחשי, והרבה אחרונים חויד כנולוב, ודעתום דאף בדיעבד פוסל, דתז, דלירבה, דלבוש. And it seems to be that the Mishneh Berurah is more machme, and holds that this schach is pusl b'diavad. So, in our first case, when you have a sukkah, you build first the roof, and afterwards the wall, it would be a problem of ta'asev lo imna usui. However, if you have a tefach surrounding the sukkah before you put the schach, then this would be sufficient. Most cases of doors have a door frame around, which is a tefach, and therefore the halacha would not be so, it wouldn't make such a difference if the doors are open or closed. But by these shatas, these trisim, sometimes you have no wall at all, and if you first put the schach and afterwards close these shatas, it would be a problem, and you would have to lift up the schach again, like we saw last week, and put it back down. What happens if there's a big wind on sukkahs and the walls fall down? Or when you open these trisim, when you open these shutters on sukkahs and close them down again? Would this be also a problem or not? Let's try to apply the rules we learned last week and we reviewed today. We have a sukkah which was built the correct way. The walls were there, the schach was there. It was built in a valid way. However, later, the sukkah became invalid because the walls were removed. And a roof without a wall is not a roof, and therefore I had for a certain amount of time, half an hour, I had an invalid sukkah. Afterwards, I added the walls, and by doing so, I validated the schach, without touching the schach. Would this be also a problem of ta'ase veloy mino usui? Isn't that similar to the case we discussed, where you have something which was built the correct way, where you attached your mezuzah to a door frame with a door, afterwards you remove the door and you put the door back on again. Where you have a schach which is underneath the sukkah roof, it was open, you close the roof, you open it up again. You have the talus where you connect the tzitzis, you somehow invalidate the tzitzis and afterwards open them up again. This seems to be exactly the same question, and therefore we have to try to understand and see to which case it is similar. Is it similar to the case of a sukkah where it would be fine? Is it similar to the case of a tzitzis, where it would be quite problematic, or in the middle case, the case of a mezuzah, where it would be subject to this machlokes? Now, the case of the schach, you didn't touch the structure of the sukkah. You didn't touch the walls, you didn't touch the schach. And therefore we said, this is definitely fine. Here, the structure of the sukkah was touched. The walls fell down. The shutters were opened. And therefore, it's much more similar to the case of tzitzis or perhaps of mezuzah. And therefore, it might be a problem. And if this happens, you would have to either put the walls and then lift the schach, or take off the schach, attach the walls, close the shutters, and only afterwards put the schach back on. So far, we saw that if you build your sukkah, make sure all the walls are there. All the walls... It's also machlokes if you need just one wall, you need all three walls, or at least a tefach of these walls should be there. Afterwards, you should put on the schach. If this was done, in a later stage, the walls disappeared and they came back, it seems to be a problem. However, Avosner holds that this is fine. And the reason being, he says, you have many tzirufim, why in such a case it would be fine. First of all, we saw the Bach says, the Bedievet, you have no problem of building first the roof, and afterwards the walls. So we're starting with the machlokes. Second of all, our question of kushe, pusl, kushe, is also subject to machlokes. You have another tzirf. Then he says that in this case, the problem is a roof without walls is not considered a roof. But if I start building walls, and afterwards I add a roof, by taking away these walls, you don't lose the name, the Shem Schach. It stays a roof. Only if you start with a roof without walls, I might say that's not called a roof. But if you start with building walls, and afterwards you add the roof, by taking away the walls, the roof stays a roof, and taking all these things into consideration, especially says by these shutters, by these trisim, he says the wall is there, even though you don't see it, but the wall is still attached.
You just have to lower them down there, definitely in the case where it was built the correct way. And afterwards it was opened, there is no problem of closing it again, and you wouldn't have to touch the schach. How about the following case? A sofer writes a mezuzah, and he doesn't have enough ink to write his mezuzah. Luckily, his neighbor has a whole pot of ink. He takes some of this dyoi, of the ink, and he writes a letter finishing his mezuzah. He's sure his friend wouldn't mind, but the friend did mind. And when he came back, he was very upset. Why did he take my ink without permission? And after talking a few minutes, he says, okay, it's fine, you could have used it, I don't mind. Would this be pusul because tase veloy min usui? Why should this be a question? When the sofer wrote the tefillin, when he finished this last letter, it was stolen ink. And therefore, you can't write a mezuzah with ink which was stolen. So he finished it off, he wrote this mezuzah in an invalid way. Only afterwards, when the owner said, you know what, it's fine, you can use it, that happened only on a later stage. And here, you can't take off the schach and put it back on again, and this would invalidate the mezuzah. Ask the Kiles Yaakov, would this be also a case of tase veloy min usui? Another example, this example is wrote in the Bialuche. Some people buy tzitzis which are attached to the talus. However, it's not always so advisable unless you know who was the person who attached these strings to the talus, because it has to be done in the right way, and often you have a hechsher on the tzitzis but not on the person who attached them, and therefore many people prefer to buy a string separately and attach themselves to the talus. Says the Bialuche, what happens in a case where the person stole the strings? Or maybe let's change the case. He didn't steal them, he forgot to pay for these strings. He attaches these strings to the talis, and afterwards he has to clear his bills, he goes and pays for these strings, or asks the chile to the person he stole it from. Would this be a problem of tasev loy min usui? So I read the question of the Bialuche, Sim Yud Aleph. Nistapakti, I was wondering, b'mishe guzal chutei tzitzis, someone who stole strings of tzitzis, mechaveo from his friend. Ve'achar she'etilom begudoi, after attaching it to his talis, shilim lo yavuram, he paid. Oy nosfen lo b'matune, or the person gave it to him for a present. Im mechuyev lachzoir ulatirom, does he have to take them off again and attach them again? Mi neime kevin dichsi ve'osu lohem tzitzis, it has to be yours. Be'inen shebeshas ha'asiyye yesheloi. Oy, or perhaps, when the person was moich in a later stage, it goes retroactively and was already his before he attached it. So we have here a question of the Kiles Yaakov with the sofer, and a similar question of the Bialuche with the tzitzis. Let's try to understand exactly what the sufik is. We have a person who finished off a chefetz of a mitzvah, maybe a mezizah, or a talis, in an invalid way. He used strings which were not valid. He used dyoi, which was invalid. Afterwards, he somehow changed the status and validated them, and by doing so, he rectified what he did till now. However, it was created in an invalid way, and therefore wouldn't this be similar than the case of tase veloy min usui, where the person puts the schach le yabesh and changes his mind afterwards. It should be the shem tzel, and we say that the sukkah is invalid. Would this mezuzah also be invalid, and would this tzitzis be invalid as well?
The person steals food, so also make a bracha on it.
Right. Right. And therefore, but before he puts on this talus, it's not anymore stolen. The owner gave it to him. You're right. As long as it's stolen, he can't make a bruch. But when he attached them, it was not yet, he didn't put it on yet. Then on a later stage, he went to the owner and said, I pay you money for it. And the owner said, no problem, it's fine. And then he puts on the talus, then it would not be a problem of making bruch, but perhaps the talus would be invalid of tasev nus. We'll bring this now. Yeah.
We might have a Gemara which seems to discuss this case, but we'll have to see if it's exactly our case or not. The Gemara talks about a case where a person steals wood in order to build a sukkah. The Gemara brings the argument, Rabbi Luzer and Chachumim, if sukkah she'ule, a person can fulfill the mitzvah or not, but sukkah gzule is definitely a problem. So a person goes and steals schach, intentionally or by mistake. Stealing by mistake is also considered stealing. He took the schach and attached the schach to his sukkah. He was in the shop, he paid for two mats of schach, by mistake he took three, he took someone else's schach as well, and he came home, he used the schach which didn't belong to him. Did he fulfill the mitzvah or not? The Gemara says yes. Why? Because usually when a person steals something, he has the obligation to give back the chefetz which he stole. Ve'eshev esagzeile asher guzan. Chachumim were very worried, because a person who would steal a brick, which the value of 5 pounds or 10 pounds, and he builds a building, if he would have to destroy his building again by giving back this brick, he would never do that. And therefore there was a takunas hashuvim, a takunas moreish, where the Chachumim said, once you used it already, just pay for it. In other words, the Chachumim gave this brick or this wood for a present to the person who stole it. He only has a chiyuv to pay back the money. Therefore, says the Gemara, when you put the schach on the sukkah, it became part of a house, even though a sukkah is not a real house, but because for sukkahs we consider it as a house, therefore it has the shem of a house. The second, the schach is attached to your sukkah. You have no obligation to give back the schach, only the value of the schach. The schach is fully yours, and therefore it's not a sukkah gzule, and it's also not a sukkah she'ule, a sukkah is shelochem, because it became fully yours. Right. And that, you're right, and therefore during the rest of the year we wouldn't say that, but because for sukkah you consider it as a dira, Chazal didn't want to say it's a dira for sukkahs, but not a dira for giving it back, and that you're right, it only applies for these days of sukkahs.
So what about shoving, doing tshuva?
Sorry?
In the other case, it's talking about doing tshuva. A guy wants to do tshuva and give that because it's in his roof. For him, it's talking about whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's as a mitzvah.
We'll ask, right? We'll come to that.
What is the case of sukkah?
The case of sukkah gzula, a few examples. One example is if you have a portable sukkah on a wagon, and you steal a whole wagon, this might be a case of sukkah gzula. If you hold karka nigzeles, then perhaps going to your neighbor and kicking him out from his sukkah and using his place might also be sukkah gzula. So we have a question here. Even though you'd say it's yours, but what's this tasva imin usri? You built the sukkah and the schach became yours. It's fine. When you sit in the sukkah, you can make a brucha, like you said, it's not stolen anymore. Now it became yours. But when it was placed in an invalid way. Wouldn't this be also a problem of tasa veloy min usri? And isn't that exactly the case where the person steals the ink and writes the letter in the mezuzah? Or the person steals the strings and attaches them to the talis? Now the Gemara does not say why, but the Gemara definitely says that this case is not considered and our question is why. There are different answers, depending on different tutsim of a different toisvus. But I'll give you one answer. While you attach the schach to the roof, when did it become yours? Which second did it become yours? The second where you put the schach on the roof. So two things happened at the same moment, and the schach became your schach. And you connected the schach to your building. And therefore, this would not be a problem of tasa v'lo usri. Tasa v'lo usri means you build something in an invalid way, you put your schach underneath the sukkah roof is closed, the schach is invalid. Half an hour later, you open the roof. This would be tasa v'lo usri. But here, the second where you built your sukkah, the same second, the schach is yours. And therefore, which psul? What was invalid? The schach was valid, because the second you added the schach to the sukkah, it became already yours.
It's stolen.
It's stolen, yeah. But chachum... Sorry? How can you make a bucha? Because it became... You have a chiyuv mumon, you have to pay back, but it became already yours. The chefetz is not anymore a stolen chefetz. Yeah. Sorry?
The Gemara does not speak about the walls, but the Rishonim say the same would apply by walls as well. Yeah, the Sukkah speaks about the Gemara speaks about the Bada Schach. Right, but even when you put the Schach and you're not Meshanet, because of Sukkah, it's considered part of a house, the same rule would apply there as well. Yeah. So again, we have a Schach which was invalid. True. But the second you attach the Schach to the Sukkah, it became valid. Two things happened at the same time. It became valid, and you built your schach. It wouldn't be a problem with tasim and usim. Therefore, we would be able to say the same thing by writing a letter in your mezuzah. The second you wrote the letter, there's no takunas hashuvim, but you can't give back the letter. You wrote already your letter. How will you give it back? The only thing which you could give back is money. It's called the shinui she'ein chozer lebriusim. By doing that, you acquire, the ink becomes yours, and you have a chiyuv to pay back the money, the value of this ink. And therefore, here as well, it would not be subject to the problem of tasim and usim. However, the tzitzis is much worse, because the tzitzis, you can still take off the tzitzis and give the tzitzis back. It's not the shinui shein echozer lebriusoi, and there's no takunas hashuvim by creating tzitzis only by a building, only by a house. And therefore, in such a case, it might be a problem of tasim lo min usim. To the extent that the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bi'alucha says, that the medaktikim should make sure to pay, not only to buy it, but to pay money for it, just like we are makvid for the dal minim, to pay before yontif, we should pay for these strings before attaching these strings. There's a way out of it, but I see the time is short. I would like to finish with one question we had last week. In the cases where the schach is invalid, because you built the schach when the sukkah roof was closed. In the case where we saw today, where you built first the schach and afterwards the walls, and you want to validate your schach, how do you do that? And what about a schach which was there already from last year, and you want to reuse it again for this year? Do you have to renew it? Do you have to do anything to it? Or can you lift it? The halacha in the Mishnah is, according to Beis Hillel, that the sukkah yeshuna, old sukkah, is kosher. As long as the sukkah was put l'shem tzel, it's fine. And therefore, once you put the sukkah, once you put the roof in the correct way, you don't have to touch it. However, Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that tzurich lechadesh boiduvo, you should do something for sukkahs. Not only when the schach was put loy l'shem sukkahs, but even when the schach was put, says the Mishnah Berurah, last year, and you want to reuse it again this year, tzurich lechadesh boiduvo. How much? What's the shear? Tosfos says either a tefach on a tefach, a square tefach, not two and a half, one tefach on one tefach, lift it up and put it back down, or one piece of schach that goes from one side of the sukkah to the other. By doing that, the sukkah is fine. However, this would not be the case with our sukkah, because our sukkah is an invalid sukkah. There where the schach is invalid because tasu avin usui, it's much worse. You have to fully fix the schach again. The only way how you could do that is by lifting the entire schach and putting it back down. You could do it partially. You could lift one stick and then the other stick. And like this, you have to lift and put down the entire schach. How high does need to be lifted? There's no clear indicate in the Lushan of the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim how high it should be done. Shulchan Aruch Rav does say only a bit. And therefore, you don't need not the tefach, not three tefuchim. Some opinions maintain that you have to take it above three tefuchim to take it out of Luvit. Others don't bring this chumah.
With the roof open.
With the roof open, right, yeah. One more case, perhaps, could be quite relevant. What if you put your schach in your dining room? You put the l'shem suk in your dining room, the roof open, everything is fine. After Sukkot, you close your room. What do you do the rest of the year? Some people take the schach down and put it up again next year. Other people are lazy and leave it there till next year. What would you do every week when you use this room? You use it as a house, not as a sukkah. So you live there, kids play there, you eat there. Therefore, the schach became not a schach l'shem tzel, because you have a roof which is closed. It became schach l'shem dire. Brings the Mishnah Berurah, the Bikur Yaakov, that in such a case, the schach also becomes invalid. And it's not enough. L'chadish b'duro, you would have to lift up the entire schach.
And therefore, very often, if a person leaves the schach there from one year to the other, he doesn't only have the problem that it's an old schach, but he has another problem that the schach was used as a place where one lived there, and therefore, the way forward is either to lift up each piece of the schach and put it back up again, or lift the whole schach at once. I was wondering and asking myself, most people use a mat. Is a mat called one piece of schach, and then you can't partially lift it up, you have to lift up the whole thing together, or is it enough to lift one stick of this mat? Is this considered like one big schach, or is it considered like many pieces of schach? I saw they bring the name from Rav Eliyashiv that's considered like one big schach. I asked a dayan here in town, he told me, it's fine, you don't have to lift up the whole schach again. You would have to ask your local roof if you have to lift the whole schach at once, or it's enough to lift part of the schach. But by doing so, by lifting it up, either three tefuchim or even less, you validate the schach, l'shem sukkah.